Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as if you want to meet scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You will have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Happy Thanksgiving. We've got much to be thankful for, friends, and we're going to take it from the natural to the spiritual. I'm going to do my best to bring about the correlation. If you remember rightly, when you read 1 Corinthians 2:14, it tells us, but the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him. That's why Jesus continuously taught them in parables, right? And then it tells us in 1 Corinthians 2:14, in context, nor can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. Well, you're not going to understand spiritual lessons until you first understand natural lessons. And that's what the Holy Ghost uses to illuminate you, to understand. So we're going to be getting to that in just a bit here, friends. Again, it should be Thanksgiving every day. That's how I live my life anyways. I mean, again, I can't, as a preacher, I can't tell you how to live your life if I'm not doing that first and foremost in my own life. 1 Corinthians 9:27. Check them out. Folks, when these scriptures bubble up and I share them with you, they're important that you get them in. They're the engrafted word which is able to save your soul, and that's why they're continuously coming up. And they're bringing about a correlation between, again, the natural topics in which we talk about. We solidify what needs to be done in the spiritual, because every issue and topic that we deal with or we're confronted with in life, the Word of God applies to all of it. I don't understand how people live compartmentalized lives. They live one way here in a spiritual world, and then they live one way here in the natural. It's like, no, you're supposed to be filled up with the Spirit and bring it to the natural. And that's what we as preachers do. Wanted to let you know, too, we just got an invitation to San Diego, California. In the month of January, if you would like to book us, now is the time to do that. Last year, I can't even tell you how many dates we did across the country. And the year before that, I can't tell you. Folks, we have literally done this 3,000 times, and we are being spent in the cause. We only get one opportunity to do it, and we want to make the most of it. John 15:8, my Father is glorified that by the fact that you bear much fruit in Christ. Okay, and that's what this is about. Also read Matthew 5:16. If you want to book us, 1-866-233-0747. Now's the time to do it, believe me. 1-866-233-0747. And I wanted to let you know this as well. There's a different element on radio than there is in person. I hear it all the time. Bradley, it's different when you're on the radio. And then when you're here, they say that there's a powerful anointing when you preach in our particular places. I hear this all the time. Well, folks, you got to understand something. It's the anointing that breaks the yoke of bondage. And the Lord uses it through radio as well. But there is definitely a power when we are in person with people. And it's a power that men don't need to be talked into. It's very present. It's very tangible. And again, put that up against Isaiah 10:27, again, it's the anointing that breaks the yoke, but it's also an anointing that goes to Micah 2:12 and 2:13. That's a breaker anointing. And this ministry is called to do what others are unwilling to do. We're really a cleanup ministry in so many different ways. I want to say it this way. Watching, let's say, for example, us on a live stream is like watching a fireplace on a screen. You see it, but you don't always feel it. You don't feel the warmth, do you? No. No, that's what it's like when we're there in comparison to when we're on the radio. And again, this is not something I'm saying, folks. It's something people are saying. Watching Bradley on a live stream is like watching a fireplace on a screen. You can see it, but you don't always feel the warmth. That's why you need to have us in your backyard to shake, rattle, and roll, right? We're called to be ministers of the flames of fire, and we are fire's contagious, and we are called to set fires and to wake up the dead, sure. So, again, Hebrews 1:7, read that when you get a moment. Again, folks, Again, there's so much to cover concerning what's happening in the United States of America. I wanted to cover this as well. You just heard during the break, right before the show here, the devil incarnate, one of them, his little minions, John 8:44, Joe Biden, treasonous Joe Biden. You remember how Satan filled Judas before he betrayed Jesus in Luke 22:48? Well, that's a Joe Biden. He's selling you out day by day. For every day that he's there, he incrementally sells you out to that of foreign powers on a daily basis. That's what devils do, folks, and they do it for the money. And yet Jesus said, what is it for you to gain the whole world and lose your own soul? They haven't learned that lesson yet. And it's a lesson that they're going to learn in a hard way. And it's for the American people to push that judgment day up on this earth as it is in heaven rather than when he stands before God, Revelation 21, verse 5, starting there. But what I wanted to highlight is the fact that, folks, Satan constantly quotes Scripture, but he always perverts it. Read Matthew 4, 1 through 11. He had the audacity to tempt the Lord Jesus Christ to bow down to him, and over and over and over again, the Lord put him in his place. But notice how he's taking Scripture and taking it out of context. Well, that's what you just heard from Joe Biden when he was talking about being thankful today and reading Scripture. I want to remind Joe Biden and all those that mock God, Galatians 6:7 tells us, God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. If you sow to the flesh, you shall of the flesh reap corruption. Okay? And if you sow to the Spirit, you shall reap of the Spirit everlasting life. Well, we know what he's going to reap. And again, making the point that Joe Biden is reading Scripture is having the devil distort the truth, just like he did throughout Scripture. And I wanted to highlight this as well on top of that, because if you remember right, do you remember when Jesus was born? Do you remember in Matthew 2:8, it tells us that go to Bethlehem and search carefully for the child? This was King Herod. This is King Herod. This is the one that was eaten of the worms in Acts 12:22. He loved the praise of man. And the Bible says the angel basically brought him down to nothing but a pile of worms. You can even look in the book of Josephus to see the definition of what that meant. And but when you hear these politicians making reference to Scripture, the Bible's very clear, not only in just Galatians 6:7 that God will not be mocked, but he also tells us the third commandment in Exodus 20, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. And I just kind of let the cat out of the bag when I told you in Matthew 2:8, King Herod told the wise men, go search for the child carefully, and when you find him, come back and tell me so I can worship him as well. What happened when Herod was deceived by the wise men? Well, the Bible tells us that what he did is he became furious, and he sent and killed all the male children in Bethlehem and all that region who were 2 years and younger. So again, folks, they can talk word all they want to, folks, but you better pay attention to the fruit and what it is that's behind them when they're preaching that word, when you know that they are of the devil, just like Joe Biden. We'll be right back.
This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at herbanomic.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth of power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and our media website, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out SonsOfLibertyMedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here. Now, I want you to think about this. So Tim does a morning show. I'm doing an afternoon show. Everybody in their dog and cat and parakeet in radio and for television for the most part, well, they're all taking the day off and they're doing all those replays. And yet, here we are. We were told it was optional today by Genesis Communication Networks. And it's like, wait a second, it's just like on Christmas, I want to be with the people. I don't, you know, payday for me is being with the people, right? Jesus didn't shun the people, he went to the people. He seen that the people in that particular day were the lost sheep of Israel, and those were the ones that he was called to go to. And he also talked about going from city to city and seeking and saving that which is lost. So I figured since we're broadcasting into 157 cities, including television, including 53 different countries, we may as well just make the most out of this. Why? Because we believe. And the first thing I think of is, of course, Scripture. That's having the mind of Christ. The Holy Ghost comes in and quickens you to the Word. Hosea 10:12. Sow to yourselves in righteousness. Yes, all the time, right? Reap in mercy. Amen. Break up your fallow ground. Yep, Jesus said he who puts his hand to the plow and looks back isn't fit for the kingdom of God. That's how you break up the fallow ground, with the word. For it is time to seek the Lord till he come and rain down righteousness upon you. Amen. Bring it on. That's why we're here. The Lord is always there. The Bible says the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. You know, D.L. Moody, the famous Chicago preacher, used to say when he gets tired, he would just pray himself awake. That's exactly right. You ever notice that you're driving, and I'm always listening to something. and you're driving and you're driving and you get tired, right? Gets a little too comfortable, and you get out, and as you're sitting there driving, you're totally burnt out, you're tired, even if you just got enough sleep where you shouldn't be tired, you get tired sitting there. And then all of a sudden you get out and you start walking around, and all of a sudden here comes the vibrancy of life again. There it is, restored. Well, in the natural, it's the same things with the things of the spirit. And there is a difference. There is a difference. And not everybody knows that difference, but we do, right? Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. We bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of His benefits. How can we? How can we forget all of His benefits? We're a free people under God, if we so choose to be. 2 Timothy 6:12. If we're willing to fight for those freedoms. We can get in our vehicles, we can fill up with gas, we can drive where we want to go. We're still ruled by law, if we're willing to be that law across the country that keeps us free, right, if we obey the law, right? Well, I know people hate that word obey in the church, but the fact of the matter is it is scriptural. And when we're born of the Spirit, that's exactly what we do, is we obey that form of doctrine that's been given unto us. Romans 6, read the whole chapter. We go into the grocery store like we were last night. Every aisle that you walk down, there's something there concerning provision for your physical bodies. We have our families. We have restaurants we can go to. We can fly in an airplane. You can go on a cruise if you want to, if you can afford something like that. You can come home, you can go to bed. Praise God, we have jobs. I love to work. I don't know about you, but I love to work. We have the opportunity to work, and I know in America today, and again, I don't mean to put a little stupor on this or rain on anybody's parade, but just think about this. We live in a country right now where we can work in the greatest country in the world, and we can work to the level that we want to achieve. And how many people today are sitting down living off the government? I didn't mean to throw that in there, but it just came to my thought life. I mean, we're blessed coming in and we're blessed going out. We truly are. And yes, the judgments of God are raining down upon us, but that's up to us. And yes, in Deuteronomy 28, there's 15 blessings and there's 55 curses. And yes, we see a lot of the curses coming down on the people. But you know what? The Bible says, tell the righteous that it'll be well with them. Tell the righteous it will be well with them. If you look at during the time of Caleb and Joshua, they were the ones that wholly followed the Lord. While everybody seemed to disagree on so many different levels, they made their heaven a personal hell in so many different ways because they grumbled and murmured against the things of the Lord, 1 Corinthians 10. And they took themselves out. But notice that Joshua and Caleb were blessed in all that they did. So in spite of everybody around you, you who wholly follow the Lord, you're still highly favored and blessed. Amen. And those are the people I'm talking to right now when I'm reading Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of His benefits. I'm not. I don't. Who forgiveth all of our iniquities through His blood. That's why we're so thankful. We're so thankful because Christ is the one that died on the cross for us in the natural. Look at all of the men that fought, bled, and died fighting off tyrants in third world countries to give us the freedom that we have today. Doesn't get any better than that. And if we can't be thankful for that, what can we be thankful for? Well, we see a whole lot of ungrateful people today. But again, we don't want to turn this sour. Who forgiveth all of our iniquities, who healeth all of our diseases. You know, I was talking last week about how there's so many hirelings in the pulpit, John 10:12 today, that are preaching a Jesus that doesn't heal the sick, doesn't raise the dead, so on and so forth. Open blind eyes, open deaf ears, heal all of our diseases. Well, that's not scriptural. Jesus still does all those things. What you're hearing from are believers that don't believe the Word of God. Because the Bible tells us still, who forgiveth all of our sins and who healeth all of our diseases, who redeemeth our life from destruction, amen, I'm that guy, who crowneth thee with love and kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies our mouths with good things so that the youth is renewed like eagles. I need to get more of that, Lord. And then I think about Psalm 104. Bless the Lord, O my soul, O my Lord, my God, thou art very great. Thou art clothed with honor and majesty. First and foremost, above all things, I thank the Lord for my redemption. For what His Son, Jesus Christ, did for me on the cross. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. And if we're thankful, again, we're going to live out the mandate of be ye holy as I am holy, and that's exactly what we seek to be made, is holy. Create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me by the Holy Ghost, Lord. Renew me and regenerate me. And I'm thinking of Titus 3:5 right now, because I am thankful. I want to wake up in my image like King David prayed. King David also said, Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against Thee. He didn't want to offend God. And when you're thankful, that's how you live your life. You don't want to offend God. You want to walk in the light of His countenance. You want Him forevermore at your right hand like King David once again prayed. You're forever at my right hand. I shall not be moved. That's what I desire. I desire what Adam and Eve forfeited in the garden. To walk with the Lord in all that we're called to do. Not just because of what He can do for me, because I am grateful for all of that. And if I'm truly grateful for all of that, guess what? Let's pass the precipice and say, Lord, what is it that I can do for You? Because thankful people are the ones that are out there that are doers of the Word and not hearers only, deceiving themselves. They're always looking for an opportunity to do more for the Lord and by the power of His Holy Ghost. That's really that really is the definition of thankfulness, friends. It really is. And how could it be otherwise when, again, we go over and we read Revelation 1:5, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto Him that loved us and washed us from our sins in His own blood, and hath made us kings and priests unto God His Father, to Him be glory forever and ever and ever and ever. Oh, we got so much to be thankful for. Hey, you know what? This is how I see it right now, even as we speak. I'm thankful for the opportunity that we have to prove the God of Israel in our times when all the odds are set against us. They're really not. The odds are really not set against us. But most people believe that the odds are set against them when in fact they're not. Scripture is very clear when the Lord says, if He be for us, who can be against us? And when I read the book of Psalms and see the life of David and the patriarchs throughout the faith, in every given scenario, when the odds were against them, here comes the Lord. When the odds were against them, here comes the Lord. Everybody talks about the patriots of the past. I'm talking about the patriarchs. They always talk about the patriarchs of the past in the Bible and in the present. But oh my goodness, I think of, even as we speak now, greater works will we do than He did, because He goes unto the Father on our part. Oh my goodness, I'm grateful for the opportunity to prove the God of Israel in my generation. How about you? We're going to come right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
This is no time to walk away from Ukraine. Not at all.
President Biden's comments on Thanksgiving while speaking to reporters on the Massachusetts island of Nantucket. This as House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, said there won't be a blank check for Ukraine as it fights a war against Russia. Biden making those remarks one day after authorizing another $400 million of your tax dollars in assistance to Ukraine. Twitter's new owner says getting rid of child exploitation is the social media platform's top priority. Musk tweeted that in response to a user. He added, folks should comment if they see anything else Twitter should tackle. In a separate tweet, Musk said users outside the United States will see big improvements in Twitter's speed. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No, you guys, happy Thanksgiving. Thank you for being here with me today. Totally appreciate it. What I was talking about during the first segment was this, or the second segment. Oh, God, forsake me not. This was King David's prayer. I want you to put this to yourself. Let this be a mirror to your life. Oh, God, forsake me not until I have showed thy strength unto this generation. This is my prayer. This is my desire. King David was a man after God's own heart. Look what he prayed. Until I have showed thy strength unto this generation, and thy power to everyone that is to come, thy righteousness also, God, is very high, who had done great things, who is like unto thee. Isn't that grateful? I mean, if we've been saved from our sins, and we've been filled with the Holy Spirit, don't we want to give to other people what it is that we received? Yes, that is love. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep His commandments. It's not outside of that. And by the way, scripturally, 1 John, 2 John, 3 John, this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments. Also put that up against John 15:10 when you get a moment. Okay? So what I want to do is I want to bring about the correlation in I can't even, there's 171,000 views on this. And I'm going to play this for you because this is the heart of my message. It totally is. We live unto Him who died for us. I'm going to give it to you in the natural, and then you're going to hear it in the spiritual as well. And there's no better way of saying what this video can actually say. Outside of the fact that I'm not getting any sound right now, we're doing our best to do just that, okay? It's one of those days, but it's Thanksgiving. We're going to go ahead and get this adjusted for you really quick, and then we're going to play it for you. And here we go, folks. You ready for this? What does freedom cost America? The price has been our sons and our daughters, our uncles and our aunts, our grandpas and our grandmas, our cousins, perhaps our moms and our dads, those that were willing to take a brave stand against tyrants who didn't want to obey the laws that God had given to keep peace on this earth. Think, for example, of Hitler in the 1940s when he rose to power and committed heinous atrocities against his own countrymen and surrounding nations. Armed forces all over the world had to stand up and fight for the freedom of mankind. The awful price of freedom was beyond anyone's imagination. Millions and millions and millions of people died in World War II because of a wicked tyrant named Adolf Hitler and his wicked regime. That was 2.5% of the world's population that was eradicated. Did you know that on D-Day in 1944, 150,000 men left their ships on Utah Beach? They boarded flat-bottom boats made by Andrew Higgins of Louisiana, and severe winds and vicious seas blew those boats as much as 2 miles off of course. When the troops arrived on the beach, their battle plans were totally obsolete because the military objective they were trained to take wasn't there. Amphibious tanks were supposed to land first on Omaha Beach, and then our troops go behind those tanks and then take the cliffs. The vast majority of those tanks sank in the English Channel,
this will go into the spiritual.
Entirety of their crew before they even fired a shot. Most of their air support, the invading forces were told, would soften the landing areas, did more damage to cow pastures than they did to the Germans. In fact, it killed many U.S. troopers who landed the night before. And why is that? Because when the bombers came over it, it was overcast. And the bombarders waited just a few seconds too late to drop their bombs on the Germans. Trying to be cautious, they landed in cow pastures, and behind the lines of our own paratroopers, they were killed by friendly fire. General Rommel, the Desert Fox, built dams and flooded the fields. The paratroopers landed in 4 to 6 feet of water. Many drowned because they were weighted down with 200 pounds of weapons to fight behind the enemy lines. The paratroopers who landed were miles off their course and miles off their target. They were kept from shooting each other because they had the child's toy called the cricket clicker, so that they could identify one with another. Some paratroopers had their planes explode into balls of fire in midair. Planes full of America's finest paratroopers died in a blazing inferno before they were even privileged to fire a shot. Some paratroopers were dropped right on top of German-occupied cities and were machine-gunned to death before they even hit the ground. Those who came ashore on flat-bottom boats were mercilessly machine-gunned together. When the tank door went down on many of the boats, machine-gun fire raked those boats and every man was slaughtered before they even got into the water, much less the beach. Had Americans today known the price of their freedom, our posterity would be building rather than tearing down, honoring instead of dishonoring our heritage. As a matter of fact, our prison systems would be empty and crime would nowhere be tolerated. One thing we see through the American media, for example, practically every day of the week, no mention of the price paid for our freedoms. Yet, politics are being played out as if it's a game, and immorality is being spewed forth as to only destroy our foundations. Murder is the norm, and they say, if it bleeds, it leads. Look at a child. You see how he's so sensitive, even when he cuts his finger, he sees the blood and cringes at such a fearful sight. A child understands the value of life, and yet the media in America sells death for the ratings of the week. Look, America, at how you've been desensitized. If we go back and look at the price paid for our freedoms, we would understand that it was somebody's son, somebody's daddy, somebody's mommy, grandpa, aunt, or maybe perhaps somebody's uncle. Someone had to shed their blood for our freedoms. The media doesn't show you the price of these young people that are dying in foreign wars today. Let's go back 235 years to understand the price that our signers, namely of the Declaration of Independence, our Constitution, and our Bill of Rights, when they paid a high price for the freedoms that we now have. Did you know that five signers were captured by the British as traitors and terrorists and tortured before they died? That's so we could have our freedom. 12 had their homes ransacked and burned so we could again have our freedoms. Two lost their sons in the Revolutionary Army, and another had two sons captured so we could again have our freedoms. 9 of the 56 signers fought and died from wounds or hardships of the Revolutionary War, so again, friends, we could have our freedoms. John Hart was driven from his wife's bedside when she was dying. Their 13 children fled for their lives. His fields were laid to waste. For more than a year, he lived in forests and caves, returning home to find his wife dead and children vanished. A few weeks later, one of your declaration signers died from exhaustion and a broken heart. Lewis Morris and Philip Livingston suffered similar fates. We all need to understand, friends, that freedom is not free. Freedom was given to do what we ought to do. It was not given to do what we want to do. In World War I, 116,516 Americans bled the battlefields red with their blood to give you your rights. Have you read the Declaration of Independence, where your rights were given unto you by your Creator? My grandpa served in this war. In World War II, 405,399 Americans bled the battlefields red with their blood to uphold the Constitution. Do you know the Constitution, friends? My uncle served in this war. In Korea, 36,574 men bled the battlefield red with their blood to ensure that you uphold your Bill of Rights. Do you know your Bill of Rights? My dad served in this war. In Vietnam, 58,209 men bled the battlefield red with their blood so you would have your liberty. My cousin died in this war. Liberty is the right to do what the law permits, friends. And keep in mind, our veterans died magnifying the laws against tyranny. In Iraq and Afghanistan, more than 8,000 men and women as of December 2012 have died to support their country, our country, friends. Are you holding men and women in government responsible for the freedoms that these men and women died for? If not, then what did they die for? Them that serve, we the people, swear to uphold the same Constitution as them that serve in our military. If these men did not go to war on the behalf of the American citizens and bleed the battlefields red with their blood, we would not have the freedoms and righteousness that we now have. Brave men and women take a stand. They go to battle to stop the evils that are let loose. And they bled and died to put an end to all the evils that they went out, of course, to fight against. The cost, again, was their blood, their life. It was the blood of these men that was the price to end the evils they stood against. John Adams, the second president of the United States, signer of the Declaration of Independence as well, said, "Posterity, you will never know how much it costs the present generation to preserve your freedom. I hope you will make good use of it. If you do not, I shall repent in heaven that I ever took half the pains to preserve it." How do we show our gratitude for their sacrifice? Well, we live for what they died for. Because we understand that our liberties were paid for with the blood of our veterans, we read our founding documents, the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution of the United States, and the Bill of Rights, and we magnify the laws of our republic. As Patrick Henry rightly stated, we guard with jealous attention the public liberty and suspect everyone who approaches that jewel. After seeing the awful price of liberty, we refuse to tolerate the least offense against their sacrifices. In the spiritual.
Okay, so what we're going to do, folks, so we're going to take that. Now we're going to transition into the spiritual. This lines perfectly in America to 1 Corinthians 2:14. And now we're going to transition into the spiritual. So you've just seen that portion and heard that portion. You're going to see and hear the second, and it will make perfect sense. Amen. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Alan Keyes. I'm glad to have an opportunity to talk to you for a moment about my friend Bradley Dean. He's making a great contribution to, I think, the vital work, not only of helping to wake people up to the importance of our faith, but especially spreading that word to the younger generations who are desperately in need of it. Help him do his work and spread it further.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
For 20 years, I've been an afternoon napper, usually for about 30 minutes, but never longer than an hour. I justified this behavior by observing that animals take quiet times in the afternoon. All five cats go quiet, as does the dog. The chickens all sit quietly under a tree for about 90 minutes every afternoon. The wild birds say nor sing anything during this time. All goes quiet. Since beginning daily use of Your Way, I've not taken an afternoon nap, nor has the thought of taking one ever entered my mind. I'm single and homeschool my three children. I feel I'm a bit calmer and a bit more alert in managing them since using Green Meadow Way. Finally, I've been tortured with sciatic nerve pain for the last year. After a month on Green Meadow Way, the improvement has been great, and I hope for a complete release from that energy and life-sucking malady.
Call 888-988-3322. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
God forbid that I should glory except in the cross of Christ, where the world's crucified to me and I'm crucified to it. And what we're doing right now, folks, is showing you why it is that we're to live for those that died for us. That is true thankfulness. And I want to go over to 1 Corinthians 2:14 again. But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. So Jesus always taught in the natural what he taught you in the spiritual. It's first the spirit, then the natural, but that's how we learn. And it's the Lord's call, okay? So with that said, we showed you in the natural the price paid for our freedoms. And now I'm going to show you the spiritual side of the price of our freedom.
Spiritual, look to Jesus Christ, the captain of our salvation, the lion of the tribe of Judah, the man of war, he who died for the sins of the world. 1 John 2:2, as we look to him who died for us. You see, behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. The innocent Lamb of God, might I add, who was taken by wicked hands and was mocked, scourged, and spit upon. He laid down his life, dying upon the cross of Calvary in our stead, friends, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us unto God. 1 Peter 3:18. Let's also look at the price of the martyrs, the apostles of Jesus Christ that laid down their lives and shed their blood for the spiritual freedom that we have today. Their sacrifice paved the way for multiple millions to find redemption and liberation. We know it as salvation, which is found in Christ Jesus our Lord, but at an awful price. Matthew suffered martyrdom by being slain with a sword at a distant city of Ethiopia. Mark died in Alexandria after being cruelly dragged in the streets. Luke was hanged upon an olive tree.
They were martyred, getting us the information that we have in the
John
Word of God.
John was put into a cauldron of boiling oil, but escaped in a miraculous manner and was afterwards banished to Patmos. Peter was crucified in Rome with his head downward. James the Greater was beheaded in Jerusalem. James the Less was thrown from a lofty pinnacle of the temple, stoned and beaten to death with a fuller's club while praying for his persecutors. Bartholomew was cruelly beaten and crucified. Andrew was bound to a cross where he preached to his persecutors until he died. Thomas was run through the body with a spear. Jude was crucified at Edessa. Matthias was first stoned and then beheaded. Barnabas of the Gentiles, the non-Jew, was stoned to death at Salonica. Paul, after various tortures and persecutions, was at length beheaded in Rome by the Emperor Nero. Such was the fate of the apostles according to the traditional statements. These men ran to the world to let them know by demonstration what the price of redemption was. They ran to the battlefield, this evil world, to preach the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ, who is the great captain of our salvation, Hebrews 2:10. You see, the veterans in the natural bled the battlefields red with their blood to ratify the American Constitution. And in the spiritual, it was the Son of God who paid with his life's blood to ratify and make valid the Bible and the word of the covenant. That's why it's called a blood covenant. Romans 3:24, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God has set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are past to the forbearance of God. In Hebrews 9:22 it says, and almost all things are by the law purged with blood, and without shedding of blood is no remission. Our sins are what put Christ on the cross. We are the tyrants who have brought sin into the world. What is sin? 1 John 3:4 says, sin is the transgression of the law. Speaking of God's moral law, the Ten Commandments, Psalm 19:7 states that the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. And in the New Testament, Galatians 3:24, wherefore the law is our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ that we might be justified by faith. Therefore, it's the law that drives us to the foot of the cross of Jesus Christ. In Exodus 20, it states, and God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. The first commandment is, thou shalt have no other gods before me. Anything that is attached to your heart in front of God is a violation of this commandment, whether it be money, cars, sports, your family, or even your friends. And it was also the Lord that says, there is none other name under heaven whereby men must be saved. Jesus said in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. God the Father so loved the world that he sent his Son to die a horrible death for our redemption. John 3:16. Without Christ's sacrifice, we are without hope in this world and the next, and the Lord deserves to reign on the throne of our hearts before any other. The second commandment is, thou shalt not make unto thyself any graven image, nor bow down thyself to serve them. In other words, creating a God to suit your sins. My God doesn't mind me lying. My God doesn't mind me stealing or dishonoring my parents or committing adultery. No, you're right. Your God doesn't exist. In the natural, what would you think of a person who, after seeing the sacrifice of his brothers and sisters to uphold the laws of our republic, went and fraternized with the enemy of his country and served them instead of obeying the laws of this land? Would that be okay? No way. If you think the God of heaven doesn't mind the sin that put his Son on the cross, you are violating this commandment. The third commandment is, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. This not only means blasphemy with your mouth, but claiming to be a child of God when your actions prove otherwise. If you do not practice what you preach, you are guilty of breaking this commandment. The fourth commandment, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. The Sabbath day is a day in which we honor God and bless men, heart to God and hand to man. The fifth commandment is, honor your father and your mother. This means to hold in high esteem. That is, in the Lord, you obey God by honoring your parents. And then he says, you're promised with long life upon the earth. The sixth commandment is, thou shalt not kill. Jesus said in grace in Matthew 5:22, whosoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment. The law said, thou shalt not kill. In grace, Jesus said that even if you're angry without a reason, you are guilty of breaking this commandment. The seventh commandment, thou shalt not commit adultery. Jesus defines adultery this way in Matthew 5. Whosoever looketh on a woman to lust after her hath committed adultery with her already in his heart. And if thy right eye offends thee, pluck it out and cast it from thee, for it is profitable for thee that one of thy members should perish, and not that thy whole body should be cast into hell. So it starts with a thought. And in 2 Corinthians 10:5, it says, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. The eighth commandment is, thou shalt not steal. Value doesn't matter. Whether you steal a paperclip
this video,
or not, you are guilty of breaking
this
commandment in the eyes of a just and a holy God.
It.
The ninth commandment is, thou shalt not bear false witness. How many lies does it take to make you a liar? One. And you will be held accountable for every lie that you utter. It's appointed unto men once to die, and after this, the judgment. The tenth commandment, thou shalt not covet. Covet means to desire something that belongs to another or lawless desire. Friends, we have grievously sinned against the God of heaven and earth, the creator of all things. In Revelation,
with that said, folks, it's almost the end of the hour here. But with that said, folks, that's why we go to Christ. We just preached the Ten Commandments. We've all broken His Ten Commandments into 1,000 pieces. Our righteousness is but filthy rags before the living God. And the only way that we're going to survive judgment, folks, is by finding Christ. And that's what the law does. It drives you to the cross where it can do no more. You put your faith in Jesus Christ. And, folks, that's gratitude. That's what I'm thankful for. I'm thankful that my soul has been saved for His purposes. You know, I want to say that really quick. I got less than a minute. I've been saved. What have you been saved for? Gratitude fills in the for. Okay? What have you been saved for? Because if you're truly grateful for what Christ did for us on the cross, we're going to live accordingly unto Him. Cool? Love you by what we do. Have a happy Thanksgiving. We will see you tomorrow, and we will rock it then. See ya.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.